Are you feeling a little stuck with your podcast lately? You started with big dreams of reaching thousands so you can grow your audience, get more clients, and make a bigger impact. But your download numbers have stalled, and those dream clients, they're nowhere in sight. I get it, I've been there, and it's frustrating as hell. Your motivation is waning, and you feel like giving up. But guess what? I've got some exciting news that's going to change everything for you. In today's episode, I'm sharing a game-changing opportunity that will transform your podcast into a powerful marketing and sales tool. It's my brand new offer, the Podcast Growth Amplifier, and I'm excited to share all the details with you. So, you ready? Let's get it. Welcome to the Podcast to Amplify show, the podcast for women leaders who are ready to spend less time feeding the algorithm and more focused time leveraging podcasting as a strategic tool to accelerate their business growth. I'm your host, Rosemary Callender, podcast launch strategist, mom of one, and Netflix chocoholic. You're in the right place if you want to learn everything you need to know about creating a strategic and intentional podcast that attracts high-quality leads and visibility opportunities for your business. Now, are you ready to amplify your voice, impact, and revenue? Then let's head into this week's episode. Hey there, and welcome back to the Podcast to Amplify show. So today's episode is going to be a little bit different because I am sharing a brand new way that you can work with me as your podcast coach and strategist. For the past 2 years, I've focused primarily on helping my clients launch their podcast. But in recent months, coming into 2024 to be more specific, I've really noticed a shift in the communities that I'm a part of, the questions that I've been asked by, you know, my community, potential clients, existing clients, and a lot of it has also been dictated by my own podcasting journey. And one of the biggest challenges that, you know, I've noticed that's really come up for a lot of people is stagnant growth, right? So you've been podcasting for a while, you're doing all the things, and maybe you can relate to this, right? You're releasing episodes every week. You're spending countless hours promoting your new episodes on social media, creating reels, graphics, stories, all the things, maybe even video clips. You're dropping links in Facebook groups. You are mentioning your podcast when you guest on other podcasts. But then when you look at your numbers, like they're the same, they're just not budging. And that can feel super, super frustrating. You can feel as though you're just talking into a void. You know, when your numbers are just the same every month, or for some people that I've spoken to, there's been a small dip and you keep going, waiting for that, you know, moment where it all, it's happening, the magic has happened. But for others, they start to lose their passion, the joy that they had when they first launched their show. And it can be super, super frustrating because they, and maybe you know, how much potential your podcast has, but you just don't know how to fix it. You don't know how to get your podcast in front of your right fit people. You don't know how to ensure that those new people stick around. You don't know how to transition them into, you know, part of your wider business ecosystem. There's just so many I don't knows. And it can often feel as though you are missing the secret sauce to converting these listeners into your paying clients. I just want you to know that you're not alone. A lot of podcasting business owners, coaches, service providers, consultants are really struggling with this. I know it can be really easy to, you know, look at those big names or big coaches or whoever it is that we look to who is doing really well in podcasting and wonder, why is that not me? And then depending on how far along in your journey, you might be thinking, well, maybe I should give up. This isn't worth the effort. But I'm here to tell you that you can turn it around. Your podcast does have potential. And that's exactly where my new program, my new service comes in. It's called the Podcast Growth Amplifier. And it's a 4-month, a one-to-one coaching program with yours truly. And it's designed specifically for women business owners, whether you're a coach, service provider, private practice therapist, consultant, right? If you are working in the online space, this offer is for you. But most importantly, you really want to turn your podcast into a funnel that not only converts listeners into your paid programs, or maybe you're running a masterclass or whatever the thing is, you also want it to grow your audience. And so, yes, that does start with your podcast audience, but you would love to know how to convert them into, you know, email subscribers. Maybe you are active on social media. How do I get them to engage with me on social media? And then the biggest piece that, you know, a lot of podcasting business owners find frustrating is, how do I get them to communicate back? Because sometimes we are recording episodes and it feels as though, yeah, we love showing up behind the mic. We love giving value. That is a no-brainer. But because of how podcasting is, we don't get that immediate feedback, right? And so it's not like Instagram where you post something and then you're looking for the likes, or you're looking for the shares, or you're looking for the comments, right? Podcasting can feel a little bit one-sided, and that can sometimes impact our frustration. So if you are anything like the women that I've recently spoken to, like, this program is going to be the solution to all of that and more. Together, we're going to create your 90-day growth plan using my signature podcast growth framework. If you've been listening to the podcast for at least the last 9 months or so, you'll know that I am very anti-Instagram. I have really focused a lot on my podcast this year. I know there was a period where I missed a few weeks because life was lifing, but I am doing things in the background, which allows my podcast to be found even when I don't release a new episode. I've gone from, you know, days where I've got no listeners, no downloads, to now getting 20, 30, 40 listeners a day. And so those strategies is what I'm bringing into this program. If you have been in my podcast growth challenge, I've run it twice this year now, you will know some of what those strategies are. But when you work with me inside this 4-month coaching program, we are really going to tailor your growth plan to you, your strengths, and to your podcast. And so my framework, my signature podcast growth framework, is different from my launch framework. That's my impact framework. I'm a fan of frameworks, y'all. I love a good framework. It just really helps you to structure things and know that you're going to get tangible results at the end. And so there's 3 key phases of this framework: organic discoverability, collaborations, listener engagement, and retention. Those are the 3 key things. Now, you'll see and hear that nowhere in there have I mentioned social media. And that is very, very intentional, because the women that I attract and I speak to in DMs or threads, or, you know, respond to my emails, they're tired. They are tired of battling with the algorithm. Hell, I'm tired. That's why I don't really post to my feed anymore. And I show up on stories when I damn life feel like, right? And so these 3 phases are going to be the core of this program. So in case you're wondering, organic discoverability, we are really going to be focusing on how to make your podcast discoverable by new listeners, your right fit people in the podcast listening apps. There's different strategies, including, you know, leveraging podcast SEO, optimizing your podcast in like 4 or 5 different places, you know, checking to see if your podcast is ranking against the right people. There's loads of strategies that we are going to work on in terms of organic discoverability, collaborations. Of course, as I mentioned earlier, podcast guesting is a big, big part. And the biggest type of collaborations, but there are so many other ways that you can expand your reach and get in front of more of your right fit people that take way less time than it will take you. I think back to my Canva days of creating the graphic, downloading it, uploading it, writing the caption. Like, this is going to be a much more effective way. So we're going to work together on identifying the right opportunities for you And, you know, you'll have some resources that you can use to, you know, approach potential collaborators in the right way so that you get a hell yes. And then the third phase, listener engagement and retention. So I think a big piece of this is that business owners tend to focus on how do I grow? How do I grow? How do I grow? Right. But the thing is, if you keep focusing on growth and you're losing listeners, it's just going to feel as though, like, think about, is it a strainer? I think we call it a strainer in the UK. You know, the thing with lots of holes, it's circular. And you kind of use it to, you know, for flour or sugar when you're baking. But think of it like that. You can keep putting more and more flour into the strainer, but it's just going to seep through because you might have a listener retention problem. And so it's always going to feel as though you want more and more and more and more. But actually, what about the people who've already said yes to you? So we're not just going to focus on attracting new listeners, but also keeping your existing listeners engaged and turning them into loyal fans so that every time you drop an episode, they are listening to it on the same day. They're telling, you know, their biz besties about you, all the things. So we're going to develop strategies to help you boost your listener interaction, create engaging content, and retain those listeners over the long term. So now that you've kind of got a quick overview of the framework, let's talk about what's included in the program itself, because I want you to really be able to envision how the program is structured to ensure that you get the best results. So there's about four or five different things. So first, I'm going to conduct. So even though this is a coaching program, there's a little bit of done for you at the beginning, because, you know, if you've been listening to this show long enough, you know that I'm all about strategy. And something that I have learned through working with a couple of clients and doing some market research and doing audits of podcasts is that one thing that all these people had in common is they didn't have a solid podcast strategy, right? And so that's where we're going to start. So I'm going to do the audit because I firmly believe that you need to know where you've been in order to figure out where it is that you're going. So I'm going to sit down, I'm going to do an audit of your podcast. I'm going to provide you with a report that includes 5 to 10 recommendations that you can go away and implement yourself. I'll also do a comprehensive stats report. Again, you guys are not looking at your stats. I need you to look at your stats. Or if you are looking at your stats, you're just looking at download numbers. And there's so much more. Download numbers is a very, very, very small piece of the puzzle. There are so many other numbers, data that you should be looking at. And so I'm going to be doing that for you. I'm only going to go back 12 months because, you know, if someone was coming to me 3 years in, goodness gracious, I will be doing stats for days, right? So I'm just going to go back 12 months. But by me doing this, we can kind of have a look at what has been working, what hasn't been working, what can be improved. And then we're going to take that data from the audit into your strategy call. So we're then going to meet for 90 minutes. The first 60 minutes would be on your podcast strategy. If you're listening and you're already a client of mine, you're good. So we will fill that time with something else, maybe, you know, mapping out your guesting strategy, whatever it might be. But if you haven't worked with me before, if you've not got my, like, implemented my impact framework, it's going to be crucial for you to start with those foundations first. And then the last 30 minutes of that call, we'll create your personalized 90-day growth plan. So those two elements are going to make up the first month. And then month 2, month 3, month 4, we will meet once a month on Zoom for 60 minutes. And in this call, we're going to do two things. We're going to track your progress against your growth plan. We're going to obviously celebrate your wins. We're going to look at your numbers on the call. And then most importantly, we're going to map out your podcast content for the month ahead. So I did quite a bit of market research for this offer. And one thing that came out from, I would say, the majority of those women CEOs is that sometimes they sit in front of their mic and they're like, what the heck I'm going to talk about? Or sometimes not knowing what they're going to talk about prevents them from sitting down in front of the mic. So we're going to eliminate that problem entirely. And you and I are going to sit down and map out those 4 or 5, or maybe 2, depending on how frequently you release your podcast episodes. But we are going to map out what those episode topics are going to be based on what you are selling in your business, so that you can just go away, outline it using my episode planning template and record the thing, right? We're going to take that problem away from you entirely. So this isn't going to be a one size fits all approach. I have like a menu, so to speak. You know, I love food, right? But I'll have a menu of different strategies. And before our call, using the information from the audit, I will pull together a draft growth plan. I'll also ask you some questions about like, where do you like to show up? What are your strengths? All that kind of thing, and create this draft growth plan with you. And then we'll go through it on the call, make sure you're happy with it, make sure it's tailored to, you know, your lifestyle. So if you're a mama and you're only working your business 2 hours a day, I don't want to give you a bunch of stuff that's going to overwhelm you and then you not do anything. Like, no, we're not doing that. No, I want you to get results in this program. We're also going to get clear as part of the strategy piece, the podcast strategy piece. It's all about looking at your podcast goals, nailing your messaging, you know, really positioning your show so it stands out and attracts your ideal listeners, all the things. And then the final piece, the very important piece, is you'll have access to me in between those calls. So Monday to Friday, you can send me a message in Voxer if it's a question, if you want me to review an episode title, if you, you know, got a boost in download numbers. I want you to tell me all the things in Voxer. I'm going to be there to support you. I'm going to be there to be your biggest cheerleader, to celebrate with you. And so I don't want you to feel as though I've left you hanging in between calls. I will be there to support you in between in Voxer. You will also gain access to my resource library. So this will be, well, I'm going to add some additional stuff, but a lot of the templates in there are the templates that my podcast VIP clients use to create their podcast content, to create a podcast schedule that works well for, you know, their lifestyle and their own schedule. I'm going to make sure you've got everything that you need to make showing up for your podcast, on your podcast, as fun and smooth and efficient as possible. Because I know some people are just feeling a little bit meh with their podcast at the moment. And I get it. I have definitely been there. You know, you put your blood, sweat, and tears into this show or into your show, and it just doesn't feel as though the needle is moving. It's going to move, girlfriend. It's going to move in this program. The strategies that I teach you have helped me. They've helped my clients achieve incredible results, you know, doubling podcast downloads in just 2 weeks, consistent month on month growth. I'm talking 500 plus downloads or more. That's one of my clients. She's seeing 500 plus downloads increase every single month. So now she's just about to cross the 2000 download mark. And she has done that in just a few months. I've had clients secure multiple podcast sponsorships in their first year, you know, increase listener engagement and retention. And then there's my amazing client, Carolyn, who you'll hear on the podcast soon. I've invited her. We're going to record a case study style episode in the weeks to come. But I have to shout her out because she joined May's round of my podcast growth challenge. She showed up, she took action. And I think by the halfway mark, her download numbers had doubled on the month before. And then by the end of the 30 days, she may had accounted for nearly 500 downloads in total. And her previous number, I think, was back in February. So her previous highest number of downloads was around 275. So she saw quite an increase in downloads just in those 30 days. And then the very, very exciting piece is I share a prompt in the challenge where, you know, I challenge them to reach out to their dream guest. And she did. Like I said, she showed up, she took action. She reached out to her dream guest, someone that she, you know, really wanted to be on her show. The person said yes and invited her to record a training in her membership. Isn't that epic? Like, sometimes we just need to think outside the box, put ourselves out there, and the results will follow. And all of this is possible for you. You just need to have a clear, actionable plan and expert guidance from yours truly, tailored specifically to your strengths, your lifestyle, and your podcast. And the Podcast Growth Amplifier program is designed to help you make this your reality. I know you're ready to take your podcast to the next level, and I am super, super excited to help you get there. So here's how you can get started with the Podcast Growth Amplifier program. Head to toobusytopodcast.co.uk/podcast-growth-coaching, mouthful I know. The link is in the show notes as well. So just head to the show notes, click the link to learn more about the program. There's a lot more that, you know, you can read at your own leisure. Find out more about how it works, the investment options available. I am running an introductory offer at the moment. So the first 3 people to sign up will get a whopping 50% off, which, you know, is £750. You can pay this in full or you can pay in 4 monthly installments, no additional interest. So this is super, super accessible and I hope it's manageable for you. I wanted to make sure that this was an offer that most, if not all people could really, you know, jump into. And because I know, I feel so confident that you're going to see real tangible results in 90 days or less. I mean, my clients usually see them in 30, right? Because my stuff is that good, right? But I feel very, very confident that by the end of us working together, you'll have a clear roadmap to achieving your podcasting goals, seeing consistent growth month on month, being able to ditch your dependence on socials to get your podcast in front of the right people. Because let's be honest, that strategy ain't working, right? You're going to feel confident that every episode you release gets you results rather than hoping and praying. And you're going to feel a renewed sense of, you know, achievement, renewed passion, excitement for your show. Because you're going to see that what you are doing is working. The strategy works, y'all. So if you're like, hell yeah, this is what I need, click the link in the show notes, check out all the information. If you're like, no, you've sold me, Rosemary, head to toobusytopodcast.co.uk/contact. Let's jump on a quick 15-minute call. Make sure that the program aligns with your goals and what you're hoping to achieve. And I cannot wait to support you inside this program and witness the amazing growth that you're going to see in 90 days or less. That's it for today. I'll see you in the next episode, friend. Bye. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Podcast to Amplify show. I want to hear from you. Reach out on Instagram and let me know your next action step towards creating a strategic and intentional podcast that grows your business and personal brand. Also, can I ask a favor? Can you share this episode on your story so more impact-driven female business owners just like you are encouraged to use their voices to make a global impact? Thanks so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.